Jack and Jill here.
Howdy there.
Welcome to the Jack and Jill Show. It's here that we provide entertaining real estate investment advice sometimes.
Okay, we try.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt, and we are broadcasting this week still from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the 24-month millionaire. It's our number one request. It's the number one question I personally get. Jack, you talk about the 24-month millionaire. What is it? What's it all about? Well, this show, I'll answer all those questions.
That's not the number one question I get.
What's the number one question you get?
Are you guys married?
No. Shut up, dude.
Sometimes. Well, you know, we used to get that a lot. We don't get it anymore. It's kind of funny, but I used to.
Or is it phrased like this? Jill, if you're not married.
Oh. remember when I had that job? There was a job years ago that I had. And I talked to a lot of people. And it was, I was in an industry where there were more men than there were women. And remember, I would come home and you go, well, how many proposals did you get today?
Yeah, I do remember.
And I said, well, it was a slow day. I only got two.
Right.
It was kind of funny. I know. So anyway, silly.
You know, remember that children's book? Are you my mother?
Oh,
are you my mother?
Yes.
That's what men say to Jill. Can you be my wife?
Oh, pfft.
Are you my wife?
Oh, no. No. Thank you.
Before we get into today's topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay.
Jill, if it's okay with you, I'm going to read this question, and if you could answer it, that'd be great, because it's by Jason. He's the author of Deal to Death Threat Ratio.
Okay, cool.
It's all very technical and numbers driven.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. First acquisition since signing up for Silver membership, and it looks like it's going to be 120 acres at $250 an acre, so $30,000, in an area where low-end comps for similar acreage are $880 or like $100,000 plus.
Nice.
And the parcel could be very easily subdivided into three 40-acre properties, with low-end comps for 40s being $1,000 an acre.
Wow.
Long story short, this is me talking now, not Jason. He's going to make $100,000 on this deal. Jason's very, very vocal in our community, and the guy's got to have 160 IQ at least. Mm-hmm. The seller's an 87-year-old man who must be on something amazing like probiotics, because he still gets physical every year mining gold on this gold claims in a few states away, not on this property. And he told me if this deal goes well, that he'll sell me an additional 320 acres he owns, in even a more desirable area.
Wow.
This is the kind of situation you want to find yourself in.
This is awesome when these happen.
The parcel straddles the flat upper area and lush lower wetlands of a mildly sloped butte-style hill. That's just poetic right there.
Yeah.
I can see it in my mind.
That's awesome.
And it's got about 200 feet elevation difference, which is like Jill calls that a protective ridge.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it out of a Western, you know, like a movie.
I love it.
And has access to both lower and upper approaches. Jeez. Nearby neighbors.
Second right. Thank you, Jason.
Nearby neighbors have some homesteads in the area, so I can easily point to them as examples of people making it work. And it's going to look sublime after I fly my cinematic drone across it at a sunrise.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable.
This is great.
He goes on to say, with title mind, if I do a double close, which I plan to do, once I find a buyer, that'll mean I risked a total of 64 cents. Not dollars, 64 cents, and will pocket more than I make per year in my former job. That kind of ROI is bonkers. Do I need to pick? Here's the real question, Jill.
This is so good.
I've heard Jill ask this question over the years. She stopped the last 2 years.
This is so good.
Here's this question for us. Do I need to pick up my jaw off the floor, or do I need to pick up my jaw off the floor and get used to this? Or is this just beginner's luck?
Aww.
I have an inexpressible level of gratitude for Jack and Jill, and I'm holding you responsible for smiling. Holding you for responsible for all the smiling I've been doing today.
Oh.
I love those six-digit, $100,000
wow.
smiles.
Wow. Can you believe that? I risked 64 cents, and I'm going to pocket more than I make per year at my job.
With one deal.
Wow.
And building a relationship with the seller.
Yeah.
To do it 10 times
now
again.
You're done. I mean, this is going to carry you for years.
We could make $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
With one relationship.
Isn't this amazing?
So his question is, Jill, and you used to ask me this, like, well, that's it.
I'll never do a deal like that again.
I'll never do a deal that's that good again.
One off.
Glad we got used to it.
And then next thing you know, 6 months go by or even 3 months go by, depending on how much mail you're sending. And it happens again. Like, what the heck? So all I have to say is, Jason, if you don't change a thing, this is your life now. No, I don't think this is beginner's luck. You're doing it right.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you just don't get complacent, obviously, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
And do the deal. Mm-hmm. You know, follow through on it.
Follow through with this guy, you know, and, you know, and use TitleMind, use our resources and stuff. Hopefully you won't need to hire a staff. If you do, you're just going to be basically the only staff that you might need is someone to help you count your money, you know, keep track of your personal stuff. No, seriously, you know, that's, and what a great position is that to be on, you know? Hey, just mind, you know, can you imagine having just all you're doing is your part-time employee is following your deals that we're doing for you, you know, kind of thing.
With the exception of 2 years, I can say my personal experience has been that I outdo myself year over year.
Yeah.
So some years it's more deals, but most years recently it's a lot less deals, but way more money.
I love these stories, and I'm so glad you shared this. And this reminds me of a woman in our group that, you know, now that's her business. She found deals like you just had right here, and she's like, oh my gosh, I just found a guy that has so much, and that kept her busy for a good year and a half, not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's like, and now she transitioned to, you know, I'm just doing these really big deals. I'm only seeking those out. I do a couple a year, and that's it. That's my life. You know, and the rest of the time, she's raising her children, you know, and, mm-hmm. and it's awesome.
Claire.
Mm-hmm. They have a great thing going. So, man.
Great work.
Yeah.
To answer your question directly. This is not beginner's luck. And you did everything right.
Yep.
You went fishing and you caught a really big fish the first time. Is it going to happen every single deal? No way. Is it going to happen every single year if you can continue to do this? For sure.
Mm-hmm. Don't change a thing. They're out there. This is the stuff. Thank you, Jason. That people go, oh, come on. You know, it's like Jason. Jason, think back to before you found us. I bet when you were learning about this, you're like, oh, come on. This doesn't really happen. And guess what, Jason? Now you found one and you're doing it. You're like, okay, yep, I'm in. Got it. Never mind.
But seriously, if the numbers are like that and the property is what you described, make sure you get it done.
Yeah.
And if you need help, find there's people in our group that live for this stuff.
Yeah.
Us included.
You know, and these companies, it's a good point, Jack. Thank you for saying that. All these companies like TitleMind, I mean, this is why we're creating this stuff, to help you not miss out on these deals, get them done, shoot them to my team, we'll close these things for you.
Yeah.
You know what? So, and so Jason, you now have probably had, pretty soon, you're going to have how many deals backed up with this guy? You know, get my team, we will get it done. You're not going to miss out on any of these. We will help you.
They close our deals, they can close yours.
Mm-hmm. And if I need to hire more staff, I'll hire more staff. You know, whatever it is, we'll get them done.
Nice.
So, and we appreciate, especially while we're starting, I mean, all of these companies that we've created have been by the request of you all, things that you need. So I want your feedback. I want to know what we can do to make it better, faster, whatever it is, bring it. That's, we made this for you.
Just not cheaper.
Silly. It already is.
It's as cheap as it's going to get.
I'm
here to sell you.
It is. I know. I mean, yeah, it is. So it's true.
Today's topic, 24th month millionaire. 24 month millionaire. What is it? What's it all about? How can you benefit from it? This is the meat of the show. The 24 month millionaire came to me a lot of years ago, long before we started Land Academy, because we actually experienced it. You buy a property, you double your money. You buy another property with the money that you made on the former one, and you double it. And you double it, and you double it, and double it. And then you give yourself a year to sell it all off. Well, it turned into a book. And that's what this is all about. And I'm not going to shamelessly sit here and promote my book, but I'm doing this because I'm really tired of typing it out in each individual email to everybody.
I'm going to say, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
The book describes exactly how we did it and how we do it all the time and the tools that we use and why you don't need a tremendous amount of money to start and do this and in a very, very plain English, plain instructive way. It also includes a tremendous number of things that you can trip yourself up on that stop you from doing things like this, whether it's becoming a 24-month millionaire or succeeding at anything. We all trip stuff up, right, Jill? I mean, that's
we do it to ourselves.
Yeah, we do it to ourselves. So this book is as much about avoiding the traps of life, like some of which, you know, I did not avoid, which is why I feel qualified to talk about them.
Would you like to share one of those traps?
Well, I think that you can get you can get caught up in types of relationships, whether with your children, your spouse, or family, or friends, or all kinds of stuff that really, really sidetrack you from accomplishing what you want to accomplish. So that's the big, you know, that's one
true
of them. You also get in relationships that really help you succeed, like Jill and I. So there's part of there. That's part of the book.
How lucky are we?
But the vast majority of the book, there's a lot of stuff in the book. It's a lot of helpful things. It's a good read, too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stories. I back it up with stories that I've personally, Jill and I, some of them are Jill and I, some of them are before Jill.
I think that's the reasons that we, you know what? This is a good, I'm sorry to pause and jump in on your thing here, but I'm having a moment.
Good. It breaks up my rant. Your moments break up my rants.
There we go. That's nice. There's a show right there for you. So anyway, but how lucky are we that we found each other and are doing this together? Because, man, we so push each other in a positive way and motivate each other in a positive way. And there's things that you bring to me, that ideas that most of the universe would say, oh, that's crazy. It's impossible. You can't do that. You're never going to do that. And I'm like, oh, you got
Isn't
this.
That's terrible.
Right?
That's terrible.
But it's true.
I mean,
and
it's
vice
great,
versa.
Great for us, but it's terrible that I know you're right.
It's true.
A lot of people are just afraid.
They are. And they can't see out that far to see what it could be. You know, that like, I mean, who knew? We still sit here scratching our heads going, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and I tell people, you know, it's funny because this is one of the good things. Like I talk about our program. Okay, so when we first did this program, our buyers were asking us to do this whole Land Academy thing, right? We're like, all right, let's put this together. People want to know. And I remember you saying, I don't know, should we just like plan on selling 5, you know, because it was DVDs back then, because we didn't think this was going to, who knew? And then look at us now today, and it's grown into all these other companies. I couldn't envision.
Me either.
No way I could have foreseen how great this would be and how many people get it and are doing it, and we're helping, and they're helping other people.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You know, and it sounds like a cliche, the whole saying of changing lives, but man, I never thought we would be doing it like this, and this is awesome.
Jill and I get heartfelt letters and gift baskets and t-shirts and comments every week from people. And
thank you, everyone. We
thank
love
you.
It.
That's why we do this.
Yep. Love it.
So anyway, that's exactly what the 24... Well said, Jill.
Thank you.
What the 24-month millionaire is. It's kind of a hokey name, admittedly. But it's true. I mean, it's not... It's very, very accomplishable if you clear your mind of the crap that doesn't matter in your life and just execute some stuff. It's not hard. That's
Jack
really what
does
the book's
it.
About.
Doesn't it? It's really in the beginning of our program. You do a spreadsheet in the program, and it's even there for people to download and do it for themselves. Plug in whatever number you want. You have a spreadsheet, literally, that you could say, okay, where do you want to be in 24 months? So you plug in the number at the end of 24 months, and then you look at it, you work it backwards. And it's not that crazy when you think, okay, I got to do a deal a month, you know, or a deal a week, or a deal every 2 weeks, you know, depending on what your number is. And my deals need to, you know, amount to X amount of profit. And then I just keep rolling it in. And that's the whole thing, too, about who we are and the way we do things is, you know, let's not go crazy. Don't go borrow $50,000 or anything silly like that.
Do not borrow a dollar.
No. And you save up and you start with X. And now you turn that into this.
Do not quit your job.
Nope.
Do not borrow any money.
Nope. Don't take out a second on your house.
Jill nailed it.
Don't hit the family up.
You need the right education up front. That's the key to all of this.
So what?
And you need to find out, what Jill said is correct. You need to know where you want to end, and then deconstruct it backwards
yep.
into a calendar so that you have to do this week, this next week, add this the week after that. And that's what the book outlines to the letter.
I am super impressed with the large number of people that I have spoken to and I have told them flat out, I appreciate your enthusiasm. This is not the right time for you. I know that. You don't have the money, and let's not go crazy. Please spend 6 months, save up $5,000, $10,000, whatever dollars you want to come in. You want to come into this and breathe and have money to do deals.
Like the writer yesterday, not the caller, said, I've been doing this for 7 months. I've turned a deal and now,
yep. now I'm ready.
That's how you do this.
Well, it's so good to me when I have people, I tell them, they don't believe me. I'm like, please wait 6 months, save up some money, call me back. We're not going anywhere. And you know what? They do. And I'm still here, by the way. We are here. So it's okay if you're just now thinking about this. I don't know. You know, take the time and do it right. We're not going anywhere. It will help you.
Well said, Jill.
Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another 30 minutes listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss Jill's Advice Corner.
Oh, this should be fun. And we answer your question, should you have one, posted on our online community, and you can find it on jackjill.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That's such a good topic. And I get those messages too. People asking me because they've like maybe they bugged you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny.
Well, they bugged me and didn't get the response they want, so they asked mom.
Yeah, pretty much. And all I have to say is go ask dad. I don't know. So
the book's like half done, and I read back through it, and I'm like, man, this is valuable information.
It is.
Like, seriously, I wish somebody would have told me this stuff. Or maybe they didn't. I just didn't listen.
No, nobody told us this stuff. Let's be honest.
I don't think so either, Joe.
You and I have this discussion all the time about, I wish our parents would have told us this, which they didn't.
It's really probably 40% real estate, the book, how to do it from a real estate perspective. And the other is just a mindset. You cannot, if you're focused on doing stuff that a 28 or 24 to 28, 29-year-old guy does mm-hmm. in this country, you're distracting yourself.
Like women?
That all
fast
kinds
cars,
of stuff. All of that, yeah.
Shoes,
spending
a cool
money,
watch,
all of it.
Whatever it is.
I mean, there's a really getting into the wrong relationships or spending all your time trying to get into a relationship or get out of one that's really what I talk about a lot. There's huge distractions. Getting multiple
is that a
master's
guy thing? Is there like a is
getting
there
multiple
like,
master's degree is it hard to distraction. Is it a normal guy thing? I don't know.
Is it a normal? Okay. Do you men? Oh boy. All you men out there.
On behalf of all men.
Okay. I mean, do you guys find yourself in general, are you trying to please someone or is it your own internal drive you're maybe going down the wrong path?
I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but I think that men spend a tremendous amount of time trying to undo the stuff that happened during their childhood, in their 20s specifically.
Really?
Then they find out that it doesn't matter anyway, and that you really have a lot more control over who you hang out with than you think you do. Mm. You know, who will have me kind of thing.
Oh.
That then you find, and hopefully
yeah.
you haven't screwed your life up so bad and accumulated so much stuff that you have to undo that you can get out of it. The people that I've talked to who are asking for this, mm-hmm. most of the people who are asking for this book want to give it to their sons. Their fathers that want their sons not to do what they did. So,
save them before.
Yeah, and it's not just for guys.
No, it's not just for guys. We do it too.
It's so interesting. Tony Robbins has a saying. I'm not advocating him or we have no affiliation. I'm not advocating him, and a lot of his stuff's hokey, but some of it's valuable. And he said, the biggest culprits for stopping anyone for succeeding at what they're trying to accomplish is emotion. Hmm. If you are emotionless, You're gonna, and I really believe that. Am I saying walk around like a stoic weirdo? No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
I'm
no.
saying stay focused is really what that means, and don't get sidetracked with a bunch of emotional crap.
Yeah.
Like my diamond's not big enough. That's yeah. a good. I use that example in the book.
Yeah. I hear you.
Your diamond's big enough, whew, sweetheart.
I tell you, thank you. Boy,
Jill's is big enough, I'll tell you that.
It's awesome. I'm happy. Hey, and if you're happy and you want to share the fun, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you're listening.
Shut me down.
And while you're at it, yes, I did. Rate us there, please.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.